There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And so, yeah, she turns to Bennett and says, "Unfortunately, I cannot give you this rose." And he looks astonished. She walks him out and he's like, "Is this really goodbye?" It was like very similar to when she walked Easy out and he was like, is it over?
I was trying to think of who that was and it was just last week.
Last week with Easy. I feel like these guys have been so cooped up in Motel 6 for so long that they like so forgot long. There's an outside world and they forgot they have a life to get back to. They're like, wait, where do I go from here? Is this is the end of the road? What happens next? Like, the fuck? You're not dead. Like, she's not telling you to follow the light. Just go home. Fuck out of here.
Go home. But also, wasn't this filmed in July?
I think so. I forget. Like,
June, August, July. End of
summer. Yeah.
Somewhere around there. And it's not airing till now.
Right.
So they've had so long to just marinate on this. That's terrible.
So yeah, he's just still trying to shoot his shot. He's going on and on about how Noah has qualities that he doesn't see in a father, and he's so sorry for ever questioning her, and you know, he's trying to sound very apologetic and sincere. But he still gotta go.
You still have to get in this limo. It's still time for you to go.
You gotta go. Just this, like, this privileged, elitist, condescending douche character. Like, I don't...
That like, he's, like, fitting a little too well.
That he's fitting very well and is leaning hard into this character. Why? How is this attractive? Why is this... I don't know. But, yeah, back inside now. Noah, he's cheesing. He's all hype.
Oh, laughing to himself.
Tayshia comes back inside, corrects him real quick.
Yeah, like, stop smiling right now.
She said, "Did you see him? Don't be smiling.
5 million Tic Tacs."
Some people talk about that on Twitter. I miss that.
Oh my god, he like swallowed a half of a box of Tic Tacs. It was quite odd.
Psychopath shit. The fuck?
It is. Where do you even get Tic Tacs? I didn't know they still made them.
Right? Where do you see Tic Tacs at? I don't even know.
Where?
That's a good point. I don't remember the last time I had a Tic Tac. Right? At least 15 years.
At least. At least. High school.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just had to point that out. It was too strange.
Strange. Right. So, yeah, Tayshia's like, don't be smiling. This is not a victory for you by any means. And she let him know. She was like, that was hard. I had feelings for Bennett. This is not how I wanted to say goodbye to him. So it's not in my plan. And to be honest with you, Noah, I'm not going to give you this rose either. Not right now. So she's like, I'm not going home right now, but I'm not giving you this rose right now. But I just don't know how I feel. So I guess I'll see you later.
I was hoping she would tell him to go home.
I know. I was hoping to.
Oh, well.
But so Noah heads back to the boys, tells them the whole deal. Bennett went home, wishes them well at the cocktail party. And Tayshia, she comes in and just lets them know that, like, she just wants a good night, no bullshit. She's tired of the shit. Hometowns are around the corner. She's already worried about that. Anybody got time for this bullshit? So she goes off with Riley first. Mm-hmm. And Riley says how today is their 1 week anniversary of being boyfriend and girlfriend.
Very cute, but also a lie. But very cute. Yeah.
But in his head, I mean, didn't he asked her to be his girlfriend?
I think they signed a contract.
Oh, yes.
Cynthia. I was going to say Cynthia Nixon. What's that girl's name? On Real Housewives of Atlanta. Remember she made NeNe sign a friend contract?
Oh, Cynthia Bailey. Yeah.
Cynthia Bailey. Unless Cynthia Bailey made her sign a contract. Yeah. They were boyfriend, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he, like, surprised her with a little, like, anniversary, like, cake or something.
Yeah, got a little budget. Got a little room got service. A little budget. Something. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A little something. Riley's cute. He's precious. He's growing on me.
Really growing on me, because at first I was like, you are a hotepitarian mess, but he is growing on me, and he came with, I think, two or three iterations of poetry, so I was definitely not with it.
Ooh,
if you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
True, you really turned the tide.
I did. I did. I am liking him more and more. There's subtle interactions. I'm liking them. They're nice.
Yeah, he's sweet. He's very... He's very, what is the word? He just seems very earnest and like, persistent and genuine. And he's like putting his best foot forward. He's trying his best. Like,
yeah.
And it just comes off very sincere. So
I'm
liking it. Zach and Tayshia get some time together. He brings over a framed photo from their photo shoot.
Their little shoot, which was actually a nice photo.
It was a nice photo. It was cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he has a rose already. So he's, he's feeling good. Good and confident. Tayshia and Brendan sit down together. And I mean, we all loved Brendan, but then now we haven't seen him in forever, and
we literally forgot about him.
Literally forgot about him. Ivan and Ben are fantastic. Zach is great. Yeah. Riley, like, Brendan's just kind of in the shuffle at this point.
And Brendan has a little too many shiny photos on Instagram for me.
He does a lot of photo shoots, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It makes me a little nervous. I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't know.
But for now, we'll rock with Curly Top for now. He seems nice.
He seems nice, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they basically talk about how, getting any time with her at all just lights up his day because he has some rough days in the house, emotional or, you know, you wake up and you're second guessing everything. And so it's just nice to get any time with her because it's obviously been a hot minute. One thing about Brendan, I hated his outfit.
Terrible, Natasha. Terrible.
Oh my God.
Fashion Nova for men written all over it. Oh my God. It was wretched.
It was like a cerulean blue mock turtleneck.
But the mock was accentuated with a choker like embroidery. Oh God. It was like a horrible
stripe across the mock neck.
My God.
And then he's wearing it with a blazer. It was just very strange.
It was not it, Brendan.
Yeah, it looked like ASOS clearance rack.
Absolutely. Yes, it gave me just this was on sale. Mm-hmm. Like this was on sale at TJ Maxx on sale.
Exactly. And it's been Ross on sale for multiple seasons. So it's been marked down to about $5. Nobody's buying it because it's ugly. And he bought it and wore it on national television.
Either that or it's like Versace.
Or that, yeah. Or it's like completely high end and we don't know what we talk about because it's high fashion, but the shit's ugly.
It's ugly, though. It's ugly. Oh, it's ugly. God.
Lord. Okay, time for the roast ceremony. Saw JoJo quickly. Loved JoJo's dress, I will say.
Love how JoJo's looking this season. Mm-hmm. I was also surprised. I was like, what the fuck is this bitch doing here? I forgot.
Forgot. I know, I was like, what's she? Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Now, going into the roast ceremony, we had, like, Ed, Damar, Blake. What are they even still doing here?
Yo, Blake got to go. Blake has to opt out. Like, he has to go.
Opt out. He's got to resign. He's got to exit himself out.
Yes.
What? Ed? How did Ed last this long?
He slipped. He just slipped under the radar.
Truly. But has been part of drama, though. Has been part of a lot of drama.
Yeah, he has. But then the guys who were more, like, loud with their machismo, they're the ones who got kicked off first. Mm. He didn't get to do anything, like, punishable. You know what I mean? He's just, like, whiny and annoying.
Annoying. Kind of slips under.
Yeah.
Like, looking at him, like, how the hell? And then he and his confessional talking about, if I don't get a roast tonight, Noah's to blame.
Bitch, what? Oh my God. First of all, talk about this is a waste of time. First of all, what were you doing?
What were you doing here?
Like, no, what were you doing before anyway? What you mean it's a waste of time?
Was a waste of time?
Said that, like, this was all worth it. Like, this was all worth my time if I stay here.
Oh.
Like, what? What were you doing? It's a national pandemic outside. What were you doing anyway, sir?
Otherwise. And you lucky that you lasted this long, so. Now, rose ceremony. We have a couple people who already have a rose. Zach.
Yes.
Ben, Buzz, and Ivan. So, ready going in with roses.
I got very nervous when I saw those 5 roses on the table. I was like, how the fuck is she going to do this?
Me too. But I forgot. I was like, shit, the fuck? We're doing a massacre tonight. Goddamn. So we went in with some people with roses.
Hey, guys. That's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping
and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.